This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A bill to make sure the state fully funds special education as required by federal law is moving through the legislature. CPR's Benja Berkland has more.
Right now, Colorado counties have to pay the majority of the cost for educating students with more severe or multiple disabilities. This bill would put $40 million of state money into that effort. Democratic Senator Rachel Zunziger is the main sponsor and says it's been a long road to get the state to fund it.
Any investment that we make in special education is doubling our money because, first of all, we're taking care of our obligation to students with disabilities. And then second of all, we are not pulling that general education dollar away from all students.
Lawmakers in both parties backed the bill. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The unofficial results are in for the Colorado Springs city election. Businessman Yemi Mobolade has likely solidified a spot in the mayoral runoff election. Current tallies show Wayne Williams is poised to be his opponent. But Sally Clark trails Williams by just 1,500 votes. She says she is waiting for the final count before making any decisions.
What our team is trying to determine at this point is how many military ballots are still out there and what those numbers look like in terms of potential votes that might turn the tide on the election.
Military and overseas ballots have until Tuesday afternoon to reach the clerk's office. Clark also mentioned potential votes from ballots yet to be cured. She says she would not ask for a recount if one was not triggered automatically. Yesterday was opening day for the Colorado Rockies. They played against the Washington Nationals and won 1-0. Attendance was about 48,000 people. This is CPR and KRCC.